Arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 31 degrees in Topeka, 30 here in Lawrence. The time is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in approximately 12 minutes. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, anti-vaccine activists have achieved some of their goals under President Trump. They are eager to build on this momentum.
All vaccines need to be removed from the market until they be proven to be both safe and effective.
Okay, meanwhile, the administration has become less vocal about vaccines amid concerns that the issue is a net loser in the political arena. Rob Stein will tell us about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Join us Friday night for KPR's next virtual cinema a-go-go. Do it right from the comfort of your computer screen or your phone or whatever. Another pair of awesome monster movies coming up on Friday. It is free. The Mummy's Hand, plus from 1962, Hand of Death. So lots of hands going on. Hands down, one of the best double features. Admission, as I said, is free, but you do need to register for your ticket. It is available at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight with low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny in the morning, turning mostly cloudy for the remainder of the day. Highs tomorrow around 50.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. It's a great way to start off your morning with the very latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, 31 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today, even as oil and gas prices continue to move higher. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republicans blocked a bill expanding diagnostic mammograms over political squabbles. That's according to Democrats, at any rate. Diagnostic mammograms are follow-up tests when a first screening spots something suspicious. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt is lobbying for the bill. She is running against Senate President Ty Masterson in the Republican gubernatorial primary. The Beacon was told that the bill had the votes to pass the Kansas Senate and was scheduled for debate, but nothing happened. Megan Word with the American Cancer Society supported the bill.
When detected early and before it has spread, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is 99%, but it drops to 32% for late-stage diagnoses.
Republicans say the bill failed because businesses are worried their insurance plans will cost more. Kansas, like nearly half the states, falls far short of providing enough mental health resources. A new report finds providers in the state can only meet about 20% of the demand for psychiatric services. Caitlin Hochul is with Inseparable, the advocacy group that authored the report. She says the state lacks enough mental health workers.
So what that means is there's a significant amount of people who are seeking care and not able to get the help that they need.
Hochul says Kansas has made strides in investing in mental health workforce development, but the state still has critical shortages when it comes to mental health crisis workers. Kansas officials are about a month away from selecting the state's next education commissioner. The State Board of Education conducted first-round interviews with candidates this past week. The education commissioner serves as the chief administrator of the Kansas State Department of Education. Steve Roberts is a former state board member. He recently addressed the board about its search.
My counsel to you today would be, when you hire a new commissioner, do not hire someone who's convinced that teacher training is the end-all and be-all.
Randy Watson has been education commissioner since 2014. He announced his retirement back in September, said he would serve until a new commissioner is named. State board members will conduct final interviews at the end of the month, and they're expected to announce their choice in April. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks for tuning in today. We will have a fresh update of news headlines for you at 5:01. At 5:06... Donald Trump has asked the European Union for help in securing the Strait of Hormuz. The European Union said, no thanks. We will find out why from Terry Schultz coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly clear skies tonight and cold. Lows around 15 degrees tomorrow. Partly sunny in the morning. Clouding up as the day goes on. Highs tomorrow around 50. Lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. Begin a warming trend on Wednesday. By the end of the week, we are expecting highs in the mid-80s. Kansas, man, weird weather. It is 30 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is All Things Considered on Queen Mary 2, Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and Queen Anne. Committed to providing White Star service and enrichment opportunities, cunard.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3 on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or you can listen by telling your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at scisimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
It's 31 degrees in Lawrence, 33 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies sprinkled around the state. We're always streaming as well on the World Wide Web at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Thanks for tuning in today. We will have news headlines for you in approximately 11 minutes. In this next half hour, we will revisit an interview that Elsa Chang did with Huntrix, the band from K-pop Demon Hunters. And she did this before that song was everywhere. Let me tell you, finger on the pulse of the Utes is what I'm telling you. Now, they went and won an Oscar last night, or at least the songwriter did, and we will revisit that conversation coming right up on KPR. Also, before we get to 6 o'clock, we'll learn more about Medicaid data and what the Department of Homeland Security wants with it. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Mostly clear skies tonight, but quite chilly. Lows around 15 degrees, highs around 50 tomorrow, lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. It's 31 degrees in Topeka. It's 5:20.
Universities closed in Bangladesh. Schools closed throughout Pakistan.
And President Trump says NATO faces a, quote, very bad future if allies don't help the U.S. in Iran. Will they? That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
News headlines are coming up next. Lows around 15 degrees tonight, highs around 50 tomorrow. It's 31 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
There has been an uptick in officers trying to find other ways to make their ends meet, whether it's Uber, Instacart, Lyft, or whatever that may be.
Parker says workers are struggling to afford necessities like groceries and medical bills. The White House said on Friday that 300 TSA workers have recently resigned.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republicans blocked a bill expanding diagnostic mammogram coverage over political squabbles, at least according to Democrats. Diagnostic mammograms are follow-up tests when a first screening spots something suspicious. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt is lobbying for the bill, and she is running against Senate President Ty Masterson in the Republican gubernatorial primary. The Beacon was told the bill had the votes to pass the Kansas Senate and was scheduled for debate, but nothing happened. Megan Word with the American Cancer Society supported the bill.
When detected early and before it has spread, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is 99%, but it drops to 32% for late-stage diagnoses.
Republicans say the bill failed because businesses are worried their insurance plans would cost more. Kansas, like nearly half of the states, falls far short of providing enough mental health resources. A new report finds providers in the state can only meet about 20% of the demand for psychiatric services. Caitlin Hochul is with Inseparable, the advocacy group that authored the report. She says the state lacks enough mental health care workers.
So what that means is there's a significant amount of people who are seeking care and not able to get the help that they need.
Hochul says Kansas has made strides in investing in mental health workforce development, but the state still has critical shortages when it comes to mental health crisis workers. She says raising reimbursement rates and financial incentives like college loan repayment programs could boost the workforce. The Kansas Jayhawks are making their 36th straight appearance in the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament. Greg Eklund has more on their place in the bracket.
As a number 4 seed, KU will travel to San Diego and open against Cal Baptist, a school in Riverside, California. It's making its first appearance in the NCAA tournament, and Jayhawks coach Bill Self addresses the experience factor.
Could it be a factor in some ways? Yeah, I guess it could, but, I coached, Tulsa when it's the first time any of those guys had played in the tournament, and they actually did fairly well, so I don't know that that's a huge factor.
This will also be the first time KU will play Cal Baptist, which won the automatic bid in the Western Athletic Conference tournament. Tip-off will be 8:45 on Friday night. I'm Greg Eklund.
And there was a big upset in men's NCAA Division II basketball over the weekend. The Washburn Ichabods ended their season on Saturday night as Minnesota Duluth beat them in the NCAA Division II Central Regional. This is KPR. It's 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is the story of an experiment that backfired.
KPR's Virtual Cinema A Go-Go returns Friday night with another horrifying double feature.
Let me go! Let me go!
From 1940, The Mummy's Hand. And our second big feature, The Hand of Death, where another well-meaning scientist accidentally turns himself into a death-dealing monster.
It's mighty scary.
Admission's free, but you'll need access credentials. Get them at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where as it happens, we have a lot of great features. You can see a complete rundown of all the top regional stories of the day. You can see video from our live performance studio, and you can even become a member. If you look around on the website and you're like, I really want to support this. These folks seem to know what they're doing. If you would like to make a contribution, just navigate over to the word support, point, click, become a member right now.
Support for KPR comes from Claw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
News headlines are coming up at 6:01. They will be followed by an overview of what is going on in the Gulf. I'm not talking about the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, whatever you want to call it. I'm talking about the Persian Gulf. The latest coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Low around 15 degrees tonight. Highs around 50 tomorrow. It's 31 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News, this is allthingscommercial.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5 and kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
At fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 31 degrees in Topeka, 34 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up in the next few minutes, 12 of them to be exact, at 6:30 we will have an update of national, international, and regional headlines. Before we get to 7 o'clock, we're going to meet Tanya Bush. She has a new cookbook out. She has written sort of a memoir, sort of a cookbook. We'll learn all about it coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight. No clouds means no insulation, so lows around 15 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy. Clouds come up, there's insulation, highs around 50. Lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. A real warming trend begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 70s, upper 70s for Thursday, mid 80s, starting on Friday and running through Saturday. At least that's how it looks right now. 31 degrees in Lawrence, 34 degrees in Manhattan. It is 6:20.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
News headlines are coming up next. Lows around 15 degrees tonight, highs around 50 tomorrow. It's 31 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:30.
And FEMA has lost thousands of workers since the Trump administration began, including nearly 500 in January alone. FEMA did not respond to questions about its readiness to respond to the latest storms.
That's Rebecca Hersher. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republicans blocked a bill expanding diagnostic mammograms over political squabbles. At least according to Democrats, diagnostic mammograms are follow-up tests when a first screening spots something suspicious. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt is lobbying for the bill. She is running against Senate President Ty Masterson in the Republican gubernatorial primary. The Beacon was told the bill had the votes to pass the Kansas Senate and was scheduled for debate, but nothing happened. Megan Word with the American Cancer Society supported the bill.
When detected early and before it has spread, the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is 99%, but it drops to 32% for late-stage diagnoses.
Republicans say the bill failed because businesses are worried their insurance plans will cost more. Kansas, like nearly half the states, falls far short of providing enough mental health resources. A new report finds providers in the state can only meet about 20% of the demand for psychiatric services. Caitlin Hochul is with Inseparable, the advocacy group that wrote the report. She says the state lacks enough mental health workers.
So what that means is there's a significant amount of people who are seeking care and not able to get the help that they need.
Hochul says Kansas has made strides in investing in mental health workforce development, but the state still has critical shortages when it comes to mental health crisis workers. Kansas officials are about a month away from selecting the state's next education commissioner. The State Board of Education conducted first-round interviews with candidates this past week. The education commissioner serves as the chief administrator of the Kansas State Department of Education. Steve Roberts is a former state board member. He recently addressed the board about its search.
My counsel to you today would be, when you hire a new commissioner, do not hire someone who's convinced that teacher training is the end-all and be-all.
Randy Watson has been education commissioner since 2014. He announced his retirement in September and said he would serve until a new commissioner is named. The board members will conduct final interviews at the end of this month. They're expected to announce the next commissioner in April. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
Immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A Go-Go.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies as well. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Little bit of all things considered, still to come. We're with you for another 11 minutes at 7:01 on your KPR One stations. You will hear a news update, followed by Stardate, followed by, let's see, is it Classics Live? Well, it's classical music one way or the other. I believe it's Steve Seal from Classics 24. It's all followed by jazz, starting at 9 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around at 7 o'clock for This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
It's 31 degrees in Lawrence, 33 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. From Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. From Cunard, sailing to over 250 destinations on Queen Mary II, Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth, and Queen Anne. Committed to providing White Star service and enrichment opportunities, Cunard.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Start off your day with the very latest information from around the nation, around the globe, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Virtual Cinema A Go-Go returns Friday night with more cinematic treasures, this time The Mummy's Hand, film debut of Karis the Mummy, bent on strangling the entire cast. Also from 1962, The Hand of Death. Attendance is free, but you're going to need access codes. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. It's all made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Cronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. We'll see you there Friday night at 7 p.m. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Several U.S. allies have declined President Trump's continued demands to send warships to the Strait of Hormuz, which is largely closed off. 20% of the world's oil and liquefied gas flows through that strait. Iran says it's open to all ships except those from the U.S. and Israel. NPR's Franco Ordonez says Trump launched the war in Iran without building a coalition with U.S. allies.
Clearly, the U.S. made a choice to go at this alone with Israel. And with, as with so many other global issues, Trump moved forward with little to no consultation with European allies. And those allies were very surprised and have since kind of taken this defensive posture, both tactically and politically. So I think you do have to wonder if the U.S. had consulted with these allies before, would such an ask that he's making now be different? You know, maybe he never would have gotten the buy-in, but if he did, you know, I think you can say it could be different.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. President Trump signed an executive order tasking the federal government with rooting out fraud on the state and national level. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports Trump says it's not an issue specific to blue states, but so far the administration has focused fraud allegations on states led by Democrats.
The White House has cited Minnesota, New York, and California as examples of places with fraud, though the president says this isn't an effort that's divided by party.
This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is wherever it's taking place. It seems that it's usually in blue states. If it's in a red state, we're going there too.
Trump claims that cutting down on fraud will help balance the federal budget. He's tasked Vice President J.D. Vance with leading the effort. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
America's democracy rating plunged by nearly 25% since President Trump's return to office, according to a leading report on global democracy that's out today. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
The report by the VDEM Institute, which is based in Sweden, said the U.S. fell in its annual democracy ranking from 20th to 51st out of 179 countries. VDEM scholars downgraded America based on everything from Trump's concentration of presidential power to his attacks on the media. Stefan Lindberg is the Institute's founding director.
Under the Trump administration, democracy has been rolled back as much during just 1 year as it took Modi in India and Erdogan in Turkey 10 years to accomplish.
Lindberg is referring to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who have undermined democracy in their countries over time. NPR reached out to the White House for comment, but has yet to hear back. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. Dow futures are down about 22 points. NASDAQ futures are down about 26 points. This is NPR.
Stardate March 16th. Snow blanketed the launch pad, and the Rocketeers sipped hot malted milk to ward off the chill. But the launch they conducted a century ago today turned the idea of space travel from fantasy to possibility, and provided the first small step toward the moon. The rocket was designed by Robert Goddard, a physics professor at Clark University in Massachusetts. Goddard was brilliant but secretive. He refused to collaborate with other scientists and seldom even talked about his research. Instead, he spent his time building, testing, and flying rockets. At the time he started, all rockets were powered by solid fuels, such as gunpowder. But solid fuels are inefficient and hard to control. So Goddard built a rocket powered by liquid fuels, gasoline and liquid oxygen. It was a potent mixture that provided far more energy per pound than solids. Goddard and his wife and assistants launched the first liquid-fueled rocket in history on March 16, 1926. It was airborne for just 2.5 seconds and climbed just 41 feet, but it proved that liquid fuels could propel a rocket skyward. Goddard spent 2 more decades experimenting with rockets. German engineers used many of his innovations in the V-2, which bombarded England during World War II. Transplanted to the United States after the war, many of these engineers developed the rockets that boosted satellites into space and sent astronauts to the moon. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at Stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
It's classical music for a Monday evening, and welcome to it. My name is Steve Seal. We're going to enjoy Dvorak's Symphonic Variations a little bit later. I will try to avoid bumping the microphone as we go. And here, Aaron Copland's music. He composed an outdoor overture for an entirely indoor occasion, as it happens. It was a concert by the orchestra of the High School of Music and Art in New York City in 1938. Yes, the very same school that the movie Fame was set at. The school's conductor was in the process of launching a campaign to foster the writing of, quote, American music for American youth. And Copland found that invitation irresistible, and this was the result. He called it an outdoor overture, played here by the University of Cincinnati Wind Symphony, led here by Eugene Corporon. An Outdoor Overture by Aaron Copland, the University of Cincinnati Wind Symphony, led there by Eugene Corporon.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Helping to make classical music possible today on KPR is Mally Sisson of Manhattan, Kansas, a longtime listener member hoping for some lovely spring weather. Many thanks from everyone here at KPR for your support, Mally. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 31 and fair. Wind is from the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-teens. Wind will be from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. Wind will be from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. It's 31 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
The Symphonic Variations by Antonín Dvořák. It's not a symphony, but Symphonic Variations, and it's the London Symphony Orchestra conducted here by István Kertész.